Hi, I'm Tamika Smith with Travis High School at Austin, Texas, and I'm here with Janet Nelson, a coastal environment biologist.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit exactly what a coastal environment biologist or does at TPW?
I have three different basic jobs. One is educational outreach, one is safety, and one is more into actual marine biology.
And I see that you have many of your fish. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, what this is a bucket of preserved fish that we have developed. It goes out on a loaner basis to any educator. It's free. And these are just a few samples of what comes in the bucket. The one that you're holding now, that's a flounder. We have a speckled trout, a black-tip shark, a stingray, and a ribbon fish. If you notice the flounder, it has two eyes on one side of its head. All of these materials come with, it's a book that has a set of fact sheets and a full set of activities that go with it.
And I've noticed that the flounder is also flat on one side. Why is that?
The flounder starts with two eyes on both sides of its head, like most organisms do. And then as it grows, one eye migrates around and it ends up with two eyes on one side of its head. It lives on the bottom, so it has those two eyes looking up, and it camouflages itself in the sand, and then it jumps out and attacks things as they go by.
Mm-hmm. What other educational outreaches do you do besides?
We have developed some other educational outreaches. One of the things we do is our coastal expo. We take our part of what Texas Parks and Wildlife does, the expo, and we take it on the road. We go down to McAllen for 3 days. We do 2 days of children come in from schools, and they come in and we do all kinds of games. We do fish printing, all types of stuff like that. And we also have these educational trunks. We have a trunk called a coastal ecosystem trunk. This is some of the things that come out of the trunk. We have shark's jaws, what is that, a starfish, sand dollar, puffer fish. What did you pull out there, Tamika?
A seahorse.
And these are some hands-on activities that the kids get to do. The trunk is full of interactive CD-ROMs, videos, and all types of outreaches. And like I say, it's all free to any type of educator.
And you earlier mentioned something to me about safety. Is that within the outreach program or is it without the outreach?
I'm additional duty safety officer for our program, which means any of the educational outreaches that we do, I do the safety for them. Plus, we put on a monthly safety meetings, and we do some really cool safety training. Like we have a swift water rescue class that we've done, open water rescue that we've done, all different types of safety. So it's really interesting and it's very important.
And what would you say the most interesting part of your job would be?
The most interesting part of my job is actually being a biologist. That's what I'm trained to do. We work in a boat a lot, and as the archaeologist said earlier, we work out in the heat, the rain, everything, but it's very interesting.
And are you a trained coastal environment biologist, or is it something that you picked up as you started life, your job?
Well, actually, biology is what I am trained in. The education and the safety kind of came second. I've got 2 degrees. I have a master's degree in aquatic biology and a bachelor's degree in marine science. So all the everything else has kind of come second to that.
And like, what type of biological surveys do you do?
A lot of what we do concerns a freshwater inflow into the bays. It's very important that the water that flows down the river is not all used up, that some of it gets into the bays, because the bays are the nursery grounds where a lot of the babies, they're either born offshore and they come inshore to mature, or the other way around, they're born inshore and go offshore. Now they need a lower salinity in the bays to produce well, to grow well, to get a good chance at life. And in order to do that, they need a lower salinity because the parasites that live offshore in the higher salinity water can't live in that lower salinity water. So it gives them a good chance to get going. So the bays are the nursery grounds. So a lot of the work that we do is associated either directly or indirectly with freshwater inflow, with making sure enough fresh water gets into the bays.
And do you ever like dive into the oceans to get these sort of fishes, or do you just stand in a boat and wait?
Most of the time what we do is we have a trawl. It's a big net, 10 feet wide and about 6 feet high, that we pull behind the boat. And we pull it for 10 minutes at a time, and then we pull it in the boat and we put it all in a basket. And a lot of times this is exactly the species that we're pulling in. And once we've got them in the boat, then we measure them and say what species are there. And it gives us a quick little look at the community structure. And at the same time, we're doing water quality. So we're looking at the salinity of the water. So you can say under different salinity conditions that there's different species. So if the salinity is too high, like it was because we've been in this drought up until this rainy spell, that the species will move out and they won't be doing as well because there's not enough water coming down the rivers.
Mm. And so do you like have anything you want to say to our future coastal environment biologists?
I love what I do. This is a great job. I believe in what I do. I have a lot of fun. We really have a good time. And I think it's really important to stay in school, to go to school, to keep your attendance well. I suggest classes in math, science, biology, and chemistry to keep you up and competitive.
Mm-hmm. So what would a typical day for you be like?
Well, it depends if I'm in the field or if I'm in the office. If I'm in the field, it's on the boat. If I'm in the office, I'm in the office just like everybody else.
Well, thank you for talking with us today. Next, we'll get a chance to learn about jobs that help restore coastal habitats. But first, a word from Steve Campbell.